I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, we are joined right now by a guy that we absolutely love around these parts.
Sure do.
Talking to him over the phone, but seeing him in person whenever we get a chance in Nashville, whenever he comes to Chicago for a show, which he is coming up. It is, of course, Jackson Dean. Jackson, how are you, brother?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How y'all doing?
Good. Doing great, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Are you an early morning type of guy then, or is that hard for you to get up, even if you didn't have a busy week?
No, it's hard. It's hard for me to get up, especially how much my hours fluctuate. Sometimes we'll go to sleep on the bus at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, wake up at 11. You know.
Yeah, right. You strike me as a night owl.
I love the night, man. I love the moon.
That's cool.
Well, we are excited for March 13th, Joe's Live Rosemont. When we saw your name was on the list, it was like sharpied, multiple circles. Like, we're like, yeah, no, we're definitely there on March 13th at Joe's Live Rosemont just to see you, man.
Circle and star, baby, right next to you.
Yes.
Absolutely. When you came out with Don't Come Looking, you were the first person that I ever took a song and reposted it to my social media. Because
There you go. That's high praise, Jackson.
It is. And I just said, this guy's voice is unbelievable. Yeah. It is hauntingly and eerily irresistible.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow. No.
That's what I.
Can I get that in writing?
Yeah, you can. No, it does. It's got this like gritty sound to it. And Jackson, you're a power vocals guy, but you also have the ability, for a lot of falsetto work. And so I feel like I got to ask your advice on something because I share none of that in common with you. But I do tend to lose my voice a lot, which kind of gives me this gritty, gravelly feel to it. I wanted to know, whenever you lose your voice, what is your remedy for getting it back?
The lemon cough drops. You just put one of those in your lip, keep them going throughout the day. Sleep and water. That is your best and fastest track back to your vocal cords getting to where they need to be.
Do you put the cough drop like in your lip, like you're packing a dip or something?
Yeah, man. I used to do it in school too, and teachers used to be like, "You packing lip right now?" I'm like, "No, bro." It's
cough. Oh my gosh! That's so funny. I never heard of anybody putting it there. I guess it would make it. Does it make it last? Why do you do that? Does it make it last longer, or what? What's the deal?
It lasts a little bit longer, and it's a little bit more constant. You know, you just put it right there in your cheek.
You know, you were also such an amazing songwriter, and I mean, you come out and you talk about different parts of your life, and you put it into the music, and a lot of the stuff, especially on The Back Road of My Dreams, you have the Heavens to Betsy, and these songs are making you cry.
Absolutely. It's a privilege to watch it, see people come up to you, meet and greets and whatnot, and tell them, you know, I think my dad was in the room when you wrote Betsy, you know, that kind of stuff, but... Yeah, I mean, I like a good time in songs, but I'd rather twist the knife into your heart a little bit and make you feel something.
My gosh.
Yeah, well, mission accomplished, dude.
Yeah. I can tell you are naturally a good songwriter because I have listened to and watched you on social media, but one thing stood out to me, which made me think, wow, this guy is a storyteller and a writer just in the way that he talks. So I noticed something that you were talking about and you were reflecting on your life. And I'm going to play this for you. And I want to know if you think this could be a song. Are you ready?
Okay.
And I hope you come help me sing them. I don't know where to start. It has been a hell of a year. Definitely been to all four corners of the United States of America. Wrapped the globe, went on tour with the one and only Miss Lainey Wilson. I'm so grateful to everybody that has come to these shows. I've seen smiles and I've seen tears and everything in between out there underneath the lights, which is exactly what I asked God to give me when I started this. I'm incredibly proud of everybody that have touched this outfit, everybody that came to these shows and sang with us and gave us your time. And your love.
Okay. All right. Come on.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
It reads like one, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. Like you're like a poet.
I'm like, you could take those words and put it into a song.
There are some rhymes happening there. They weren't in the right places, but there are some rhymes in there.
That's one of the things I love about you, Jackson, is like, you know, obviously, like, you are a fun dude. You're fun to hang around, but you can be so intentional at times, and you truly do get the sense when we're around you that you are so appreciative and grateful for every step along the way in this journey that has only been, what, like 4 years old,
yeah,
basically.
Not long.
Yeah, man, I'm so flabbergasted every day that I'm still hanging around in the industry, that people still like my squawking, you know. That's usually what I say up on stage, and, you know, thank you so much for letting me stand up here and squawk at you for a little while. And, but yeah, man, I pinch myself most days, and it doesn't always hit you every day. It comes in waves like most things, but I'm very grateful to be still standing and having my men at my back and having more work than I can handle.
Yeah.
You have an old soul vibe to you.
It's what happens when the youngest are thrust into industry themselves. You know, my dad was pretty influential in all of our lives. We all worked for him since we was kids. You know, I was standing there 10 years old, chopping up mortar in a wheelbarrow. But when you're the youngest and you have all the old folks to look at, yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. I guess.
All right, Jackson, before we let you go, are you cool playing a real quick game with us?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, when we come back, we are going to play a game of One's Gotta Go with none other than Jackson Dean, right here on Melissa and Austin.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Melissa!
Austin!
You ready?
I am beyond ready.
Let's do it! Time now for some One's Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. We're joined right now by the man we were just speaking with just moments ago. Guy who's going to be rocking out Joe's Live in Rosemont tonight. I do believe there are still just a few tickets left available. Joe'sLiveRosemont.com if you want to jump on those. We're going to be out there. Hope to see you out there as well. Jackson Dean. Jackson, honestly, the only rule to this game is the name of the game. We're going to give you a couple of options. All you have to do is just tell us which one's got to go. Sound good?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Okay. We'll start here. Between two of your new songs that I absolutely love, Still Raging, which is just an absolute jam, or the aforementioned Heavens to Betsy.
Ooh, Raging's got to go.
Raging's got to go.
It's too special, man. It's too biblical.
So Heavens to Betsy we're keeping, and Still Raging's out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about this one? Now, we've got your new album, On the Back of My Dreams. One's got to go that one, or your live album, Live at the Ryman.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Yeah, your sophomore album or the Mother Church? Which one?
That live record did so much for us, and one of our masterpieces is on that. Okay, the Ryman's got to go. I'm sticking with the Back of My Dreams on
oh,
this.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. I didn't expect that, but good. Yeah. I like
it. The brand, as they say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was a tough
decision. You know, the
decision.
Ryman is full of history, and now it is history, thanks to Jackson Dean.
Yeah, baby.
All right, last one, Jackson. Again, thank you so much for joining us, dude. We are so excited to see you at Joe's Live tonight. Joe'sLiveRosemont.com to grab just the few tickets that are left available. Jackson, One's Gotta Go. Two people you have toured with, Zach Top or Lainey Wilson?
I'll take Lainey any day.
Lainey.
Oh, so you're getting rid of Zach?
So Zach Top's gotta go?
Yeah, Lainey and me are way tighter than that, but I love Zach too. He's a good boy. Eastern Washington guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll take Lainey.
Okay. All right, good choice. Look, we love them both too.
We do.
But my goodness, do we have an affinity for Miss Lainey.
Oh my gosh, yeah. She deserves every bit of love that she's gotten
right
over the last decade.
I know.
It's truly amazing.
Plus, you've got that Yellowstone connection, too, that you can't get rid of, either.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, listen, Jackson, man, you are the man. Honestly, one of our favorites. We leave chatting with you with a smile on our face. So thank you, brother.
Oh, man, I love you all, man. I can't wait to see you all up there soon. And it's one heck of a set. It is a monster. So I can't wait for you all to see it.
And we can't wait to see it.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.